Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarny Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 9.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you say, and yarn up strong. The inaugural National Indigenous Disaster Resilience Summit calls for more inclusion in planning. When the floodwaters started rising in Burketown, the Gulf of Carpentaria, in March, Murundu Yana Jr. felt he and his rangers were quick to help the community. It was just a handful of people, a couple of vehicles and a couple of boats, going down to these businesses and homes and removing flood victims, the Carpentaria Land Council heard rangers said. The council still weren't helping to do anything at that point because that was just before it got really bad. It was still coming up, he says. Everything that we did at the start when the town was first flooding, starting to flood independently. We were helping move furniture, stuff out of houses and getting their dogs and animals out. So with that Indigenous voice and authority, Mr. Yana Jr. said that the local knowledge Indigenous people have about country is unparalleled and can be used to better respond in any unfolding disaster. Emma McNichol, a senior project coordinator with the National Indigenous Disaster Resilience Program, agreed that the local knowledge was invaluable. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Emma McNichol, and senior project coordinator with the National Indigenous Disaster Resilient Project. On the line, we have Dr. Emma. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Emma?
Hi, is that Trevor?
It is Trevor. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Doctor?
I'm in Melbourne.
Okay, beautiful, lovely, thank you. So look, it's a very important conversation. We're talking about disasters, resilience summit, but it calls for more inclusion in planning. So First Nation people need to be at the table in regard to disaster.
That's right.
Yes. So give us some background in regard to the summit.
So, the project lead, Bayomi Williamson, and myself coordinated and ran the National Indigenous Disaster Resilience Summit last Monday in Meanjin, aka Brizzy. And it was bringing together, the event was about celebrating Indigenous leadership in disaster resilience and emergency management. So we had a lot of, all of our speakers or presenters were leaders in their own communities. They roll up their sleeves, they run... They run things, they get stuff done, but the background is that Indigenous peoples in Australia haven't really been supported by the formal channels. Disaster resilience and emergency management isn't always necessarily culturally safe. They themselves are not necessarily even consulted, let alone sort of their leadership is recognised in planning and response. So this was a day where we recognised and celebrated that they are Indigenous peoples in Australia are in fact leading the response and recovery. But they're also, they're leaders in their own community, but they're also overlooked. So they're working harder than the rest of us, but they're not actually... That's kind of being that labour and that work is often just, it's not even, they're not officially rewarded for it. It's not actually their official job and it's not necessarily even recognised by local councils.
So they should be at the, they should be front and centre. They should be at the table. Conversations should be adhered to and we should have that opportunity. And that's not happening, which is sad.
I'm not sure if we've cut out. I can't hear you, Trevor.
Oh, sorry. I'm just saying that in regards, can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you again now, yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying in regards to First Nation people should be at the table front and centre in regard to disaster and their knowledge should be front and centre as well.
Well, that's it. There's something we all know. We all know where the world's at. But even, you know, really racist white agencies will sort of recognise now, oh, we better have, you know, your token Indigenous voice at the table. But that's not good enough.
Exactly.
It's not about having a voice. It's not about having just a bloody, a consultation. It's about having Indigenous leadership recognised. Indigenous people should be setting the table, not merely a voice at the table. And when I say that, I'm actually quoting one of our keynotes from Aotearoa, Associate Professor Denise Kelly. She made that great point. Mm. It's about making that pre-existing leadership and pre-existing initiative that mob's already doing. They're already leading the charge. They're already protecting their own communities, protecting country. It's just about making sure that that's actually formally recognised. So they get the infrastructure that they need, they get the recognition that they need, but also that that they are supported in doing that.
Well, if you look at it, Dr. Emmett, they are on country, so they know country. You know what I mean? So we're talking about knowledge. Knowledge is power. Well, have the knowledge at the table. If you look at it, it's common sense, isn't it?
Well, that's it. Part of the way that I'm a non-Indigenous person, and part of the way that us Europeans look at the Australian landscape is we're always a little bit scared of it. You know, we think, oh, it's a cyclone, oh, it's a flood, oh, it's a fire. We know that First Nations people, they've known this country forever, and they've known that this is part of the landscape. And they've adapted incredible resilient strategies in responding to it, in managing it. Now we know these days, in 2023, things are a bit different. We're getting more of these natural hazards. They're faster, they're harder, they're unexpected. Things aren't right. We know, we hear time and time again that country is grieving and it is in a state of crisis, you know. It's crazy that this incredible knowledge, resilience and intimate understanding of country hasn't been recognised and celebrated. First Nations people know this. They know this place better than my mob,
exactly.
You know, and it's about time putting that front and centre. But that said, it's also not about, even Tony Abbott said something like, oh, First Nations people have got to, maybe now that, we could learn a little bit about this cultural burning stuff, you know, and say, hey, come on,
hello.
Europeans have come, we've ruined this country, we've ruined this climate, and now we're going to turn back to the people that we displaced and treated poorly and expect them to solve the problem. So this is not about that. It's about recognising traditional knowledge, honouring it, but it's not about extracting and expecting mob to save the day,
exactly.
So, we've got to be really careful in the way that we let that traditional knowledge be used. Do you know what I mean? It shouldn't be instrumentalised. It shouldn't be used. It should be honoured and recognised and treated very respectfully.
Like I said, it should be a team effort. And the sad thing is, part of the team is not at the table. Get everybody at the table.
I've lost you again, Trevor. I can't hear you.
Sorry. Okay. We'll leave it at that. Dr. Emma, thank you very much. You take care. Stay safe. We'll yarn soon. That's Dr. Emma McNichol, and Senior Project Coordinator with the National Indigenous Disaster Resilience Project. In and out of the conversation, lost her a couple of times there, but the fact remains is it got the point across. First Nations should be at the table in regard to disaster. First Nation people are on country, and when the disaster happening on country, they should be at the table, of course. When you look at it, it is common sense. Have your say in Yarnup Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We're solving our end of the white, the so-called right and power. And as we grow, I'll be seen as we go. We live to be told, now know the cost. Now the soul been lost. You don't know the life stones. You don't know.
Yeah, deadly track there. Uncle Willie, Scrap Metal is the group that's singing that. So, Uncle Willie, thank you very much. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarnup Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbaburra Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, silent killer on the rise. 1.8 million Australians are unaware they have kidney disease. Kidney disease is on the rise in Australia, with Kidney Health Australia reporting that 2 million people have kidney disease and 1.8 million are unaware they have the disease, referred to as the silent killer, because an individual can lose up to 90% of kidney function before symptoms are apparent. Preventative health measures and early detection are vital in tackling kidney disease. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Karen Dwyer, Kidney Health Australia Clinic Director. And on the line we have Karen. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Karen?
I'm calling in from Melbourne today.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. So, look, sad as it is, but it is the fact, silent killer on the rise. 1.8 million Australians are unaware they have kidney disease. So where we are, what do we need to do in regard to tests? What do we need to do for prevention?
Yeah, sure. So, as you say, kidney disease is extremely common, and there are a lot of conditions that people have that increase their risk for kidney disease. So we would recommend people get what we call a kidney health check.
Yes.
Now, this is a simple procedure. A kidney health check comprises of three components. It's getting your blood pressure checked, it's getting a blood test to test the function of the kidney, and it's a urine test to see if the kidney is leaking any protein. And those three components comprise what we call a kidney health check. So if anybody has diabetes, heart disease, if they've been a smoker or are a smoker, if they're carrying some extra weight, particularly around the middle, or if they've got a family history of kidney disease, it's really important to get checked.
Is kidney disease hereditary, Karen?
It can be. So what we know is that there is a genetic cause of kidney disease called polycystic kidney disease. That's relatively common, but it's certainly not the commonest cause of kidney disease.
Okay.
But what we also know is if anyone in the family has had kidney disease, it increases the risk for future generations, irrespective of what the cause is.
Okay.
So there is a genetic component.
Okay, Karen, and at what ages are we talking?
Yeah, so if you've got any of those conditions that increase your risk for kidney disease, you should be checked no matter what age.
Okay.
If you don't have any of those, we recommend getting checked for Indigenous people starting at age 18 and for non-Indigenous starting at age 60. And that just reflects that amongst Indigenous peoples, we know that there's a very high burden of disease, so we want to be very proactive and identify kidney disease if it's present. And we know that just with some wear and tear over time, that there is an increased risk as people get older.
So when we're talking about overweight or what have you, what other symptoms? Are we talking dizziness? Are we talking illness?
Yeah, so when you first have kidney disease, most people are completely unaware that they've got kidney disease because there aren't many or there aren't any symptoms.
Okay.
And that's because we're generally born with two kidneys. Really, we've got a lot of kidney reserve. If you think about having a transplant, for example, you can live a very healthy life with one kidney. You can donate a kidney and be very, very healthy.
Okay.
So it just shows that there can be damage or injury happening in the kidney without
that we're not aware
really
of.
Knowing anything about it. Exactly.
Yeah.
By the time symptoms come, we don't have very much kidney reserve. And those symptoms, when they do arise, can be pretty non-specific. You might feel a bit tired. You might have some swelling in the legs. The blood pressure might be a little bit more difficult to control. Mm. And then when things are quite advanced, that's where we see people are feeling nauseated, they lose their appetite, get short of breath. So really very non-specific symptoms. And this is why knowing what's going on is much better, because there are things we can do to slow the progression of kidney disease.
So we're looking at it. Once a year we have a medical checkup. So we're talking a full medical. So if you're checking your joints or your bones or what have you, do a kidney check at the same time.
Absolutely. So if you're at the doctor for any other reason, just ask to do a kidney health check, because knowledge is power. So if you know what's going on, then there are things to do that can really help preserve your kidney health. So absolutely, when you go to the doctor, make sure you get your blood pressure checked and then ask, how are my kidneys?
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much, Karen. Look, great information. And look, it is a silent killer, and we need to step up and be alert, be aware. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, do it for your children, do it for your grandchildren.
Absolutely. And knowledge is power, and take control. And there's a lot of self-management that can really help kidney disease, but also all those other conditions.
Good words. Karen, thank you very much. You take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Adele Yande, that's Karen Dwyer, Keith Health Australia Clinic Director, and talking about the silent killer. We are talking about kidney disease, and it's on the rise. 1.8 million Australians are unaware they have kidney disease. So there it is, and it doesn't discriminate. And so we need to do our checkups. So when you're doing your normal checkup, just ask for a kidney disease checkup as well. So there it is. Have you say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
What's needed today? Love is the better way, and love unites us all. Love is so beautiful. So many tears in so many years. Life's not fair, does even care? No feeling of separation involved, 'cause we are one throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day till the moonlight shines on us. Today, and love is the better way. Love unites us all, and love is so beautiful. Just shake it off. Let the hatred drop. Just live your life, 'cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side.
Welcome to Coranda, where the beat drops in the treetops. We rock with the green frogs and Ganyara, them big crops. This is hip hop from Coranda, where the barren meets the sea. Where we smell curry and campfire, get ready for a big mad feed. Culture is in my veins, my history's in my bloodline. This knowledge is in my brain, my story's in my songline. Keep our culture alive, through Bukajoo one time. Young and bright in the street, lights and the sunshine. Delhi Bamanangi, coming up from that Devagar country. Yes. Indigenous mobs, Yabas, Jijis, Bungies, Maris. Home of the Buddhiji, Guyu, Bundara. A creator, Bullery, Dubu, Ganyo, Jama, Ganyara, yeah. Bringing this culture back, trap. We Jabba got black, reggae, rap, KDA, in the game, DJ. I can't get much better than that. With my family at my side, strong love that you can't hide. See, you can't deny the strength that I get from my ancestors beside me.
Boomba, Bullery, Bunda, Balawudu, Buddhiji, Bunda, Bamanangi, Jambu.
People dropping like leaves. Better believe this grog and ganja come from trauma and grief. What's beneath?
Where do I live?
We got too much pressure to measure. All the mob from four communities gotta come back together. Anxiety and depression inside of me got me stressing. Sometimes and second guessing and fighting my self-expression.
Now listen to the definition, what you're missing on this mission.
We can lessen stress if we learn one simple lesson. Harmony in our community, unity for you and me.
Education is truly key.
Don't be a scheming demon, we beaming peace in the scenery. Opportunity, strong community, gotta go make that change. Cause you can heal yourself from that pain, that shame. You can break that chain, you gotta lift your game. You gotta grab that mic, sing your song, till everybody shout your name. We play
Coranda, Coranda, Coranda.
Hey, we don't know if we're blenders.
We ain't no little pretenders.
What?
We beat them proper contenders.
Yep.
You better check out our stances.
Hey, we got all of them answers. Yep.
We got them dirty ancestors.
Yo, what?
Coranda, Coranda, Coranda.
Now that we know war, people come from. We found our identity. Our spirit lives on and on. Shabit got a rubber-dub style. And worry about me plan all while. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get him. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan all while. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior, yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. Generation from who is, that's what we are.
Say you know we know this, the loving and then them are just not because you can't raise it, because you know you're loving and I'm really covered. It's all they become, if they come back. It's not because you know it's giving up from the back. Insisting in the island styles, only while all them are fun, all us and our people fun. You love when you just need that them is gone.
Yeah, to Delhi, one generation from a warrior. That's with Brother Jews and with us in Spirit Drews. Thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Looking at the news for today, Sydney Herald Gerald and talking about Linda Burney, who reveals medical diagnosis ahead of voice launch. The Indigenous Australians minister says health issues have altered her voice, but otherwise she is fighting fit. Indigenous Australians minister Linda Burney has confronted a whispering campaign about her health by revealing she had a so-called mini stroke followed by surgery for a hole in her heart. The medical issues left her with an alteration in her voice. She said although she was unclear about the medical reason for the vocal change and misremembered key details of the event, including the date, Burney said otherwise she is fighting fit. I just feel fantastic now. There are absolutely no issues at all with my health, she says. An exclusive interview requested by her office just days before the formal launch of the Yes campaign, Burney said that she had surgery for a hole in her heart in 2020. The surgery followed a transient asthmatic attack, or TIA, which is a brief stroke-like attack that resolves fully within 24 hours. What's that done to me? And I think that's why there's a bit of whispering thing happening. Is that part of from me getting older? It's changed my voice, she said, of the heart surgery. Burney said the side effect of vocal alteration was not uncommon with heart surgery, where I actually get too much oxygen in my lungs, which then affects the way I speak. Have a cardiologist subsequently told the Herald and the Age that hole in the heart surgery does not result in speech alterations. On checking with her doctors, Burney then clarified that the vocal changes were probably a side effect of medication she is on. So that's where we're at with Linda Burney. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We've got some more news coming your way here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
It's Friday night and we're ready to go. who paint the town. The weekend's here, yeah, finally the working week's done. Gonna let our head down and take it all out tonight, tonight, tonight.
Gotta cut that deadly song, Hot Divas. We have a call on the line. We got Cole Wagner on the line. Cole, good morning. How are you?
Good, my brother. How are you?
I'm well, bro. You in Cairns?
No, still in Cairns, yeah, brother. I'm an old Garbutt boy. Actually, I hung around with all the Murrays in Garbutt.
Okay.
A few years ago, I found out that my heritage and culture go back to Stolen Generation.
First generation, brother. First yep. Nation. Beautiful. You yep. are a true brother. I can call you brother.
Talking about health amongst our people.
Yes.
It is very important that we go and get health checks, particularly yes. our people, because I had surgery back in 2016. I didn't even know I was sick.
Okay.
I had to have open heart surgery with a bypass.
Okay. And how are you travelling now?
Doing okay. Good. Actually, I'm on permanent medication.
Okay.
And
but you're still with us. Your time is not now.
Brother, I'm still with us all,
yes.
and I have a lot of family that I spend time with here.
Good.
Family that adopted me many years ago, and family I still have in Townsville that adopted me.
Beautiful.
And beautiful part about it, they're all Murrays, and they're a beautiful, beautiful people.
Yeah, love it.
I have formed a lot of friendships, and I've asked them to please go and get a health check.
Yeah, good on you. Fantastic. Well, we get lackadaisy, and especially when we get older, we need to be more diligent in regards to our health, you know, and we need to be more respectful of life and of our body.
Well, that's right. We have to, Trev, because if we don't, we don't know that we're sick.
Exactly.
How else do we know? I recently had a checkup, because I'm on the they call it on the special list, have a checkup every 6 months.
Yes.
Closing the gap, sorry. Yes.
Yep.
And I had some thyroid tests, and I'm going to get some cancer cut out of my neck that I didn't even know I had, so I just want to make it aware of our brothers and sisters out there that we need to keep our health checks up.
Yeah, beautiful. Good message.
All right. Love you, my brother.
Yeah, my brother. No, thank you. Yep, you take care. And please keep in touch.
Many blessings and love to your whole family.
Lovely. Take care. All the best, Cole.
Oh, see you, mate.
See you, buddy. Good yarn there, Cole. Thank you very much. And look, giving out a nice message. Do your checkup to your mob across the board, black and white. All need to look after themselves. Do your checkup, and like I said, we do plenty of services for our car. We'll do services for your body. That's what is the message there from Brother Cole. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM BBM. We'll be right back.
Mitli mitli dal ter marga dal ter balla kain der marga yakan nungu wanga ya ter yakan gal kurbi for night phone when the night come markin ngareng ga throne go put my name on the throne but for my people yakan ngara ko own go give me a helicopter a pterodactyl you bring the doctor take the capsule fresh to shop like I eat flesh I'm a T-Rex when the beat kicks and my reflex is to crush this doesn't matter how fast you can run kid you messing with powers you can't kid do you really think you should confront this
we just survive we just survive I don't know how we continue to cry we keep on going like we cannot die we keep on going we're living a lie we just survive we just survive I don't know how we continue to cry we keep on going like we cannot die carry the fire so we can survive shitty life shouldn't allow but you just gotta stand up fight back
when the hunters become hunted poverty lands becomes funded billionaires with a million shares
yeah that's Survive there Baker Boy featuring Uncle Jack Charles here on your daily program National Talk Black have your say yarn up strong you mob deadly number here is 1-800-422-416 call the number yarn is yours truly Trevor Tim 2012 Murray from the Curry coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country BBM Bumper Rip Media 98.7 FM and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Youth Radio Service so give us a call have your say 1-800-422-416 Now, Revolution, new allied health hub to launch in Cairns, offering immersive technology experience. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Matt McKay, our Chief Executive Officer of Royal Rehab, on the line. Matt, good morning, Matt. How are you?
Well, Trevor, yourself?
I'm well. Where are you based, Matt?
I'm based in Sydney, but I'm up in Cairns at the moment.
Okay, for the Revolution, new allied health hub to be launched. So yep. Tell us about it. Shed some light, please.
Yeah, no, definitely. So Royal Rehab has recently committed to doing a lot more for our regional communities, mm-hmm. Especially up here in Cairns, where we've had a bit of a presence for a while. But we thought we'd take that presence a bit further and create a purpose-built allied health clinic to serve the wider community for all levels of needs across the allied health spectrum, so be it speech pathology or exercise physiology or physiotherapy or psychology or counselling. We saw that there's a need, and so we thought we'd push that out and do some more for the community.
Fantastic. So we're talking about design for individuals living with disabilities as well, recovering from illness or injury, and managing chronic conditions, I'm reading here, or seeking to improve their well-being and independence. So it's just fantastic to have this new allied health hub happening. So when did this all come about and the funding and what have you?
We've been had a sort of soft launch and we've been open now for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Official opening tomorrow. From a funding perspective, we're a large not-for-profit or for-purpose organisation that's driven by doing more for the community we exist in. So we've been around for 125 years. Nice. So we've been around a while. So it's from a funding perspective. The facility is completely funded through Royal Rehab for the wider group, which includes obviously our disability services as well.
Yes.
And it's there for anyone in the community from a funding perspective themselves, so be it NDIS funding, be it private health funding, be it it could be third-party compensable insurers funding or other people that just need that service that can come in for a fee-for-service sort of model where they come in and pay a fee to use the services. But the benefit is, of course, like other organisations, is that all that money that is generated through that goes back into better facilities, better staff training, and ultimately better outcomes for the clients and patients that we're treating.
Excellent. Now, there's also talk here, virtual reality system. And brings a fresh, captivating approach to therapy and that clients really enjoy. So tell us about that. It's like playing a game with undergoing therapy.
It certainly is. So, you know, what they term gamification in therapy is something that's being advanced more and more, you know, every day. So,
yes.
and virtual reality helps people with their gait training, with their immersive experiences, you know, to help them do something without having to go somewhere. They can be, you know, learning to walk in the hoist-assisted treadmill. They might be using the VR for while they're cycling. It could be a whole heap of different things. So that virtual reality is a big part of what's moving forwards in that space, and that's our commitment as well to our regional centres. Why would you have to go somewhere else to receive these sorts of you know, novel technologies that are being used all over the world, and should it be in a big city, or should, you know, regional areas and large regional areas have access? Well, of course they shouldn't. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, you're saying go somewhere else. We're talking Brisbane, Sydney, go to the capital cities, but we now have it here in our hot hands.
That's right. And we're committed to do more. We're looking at other as we sort of start to see the service provision grow and people start to come through and we see a need there, then we're willing to obviously put those other levels of technology that we're already in use down in Sydney in one of our bigger centres. There's no reason why they shouldn't be up here. So, you know, that's part of the other commitment too. If there's a need, we'll put it here.
Fantastic. Now, you're talking about a soft opening. So how long you been in operation for?
So the operation itself up here in Cairns has been here for a few weeks to open up and running and starting to see clients. The official opening with members of parliament and so on and so forth is tomorrow afternoon. But it's full steam ahead as we speak now. So anyone can come down and have a squeeze, pop their head in.
And
no matter what you're trying to achieve from a wellness perspective or post injury or post illness, we're happy to work with individuals to deliver what they need.
Fantastic. And you're talking about a couple of weeks, so how have the numbers been? Good visitors? You there, Matt? Matt, hey, brother.
Are you there?
you hear me, Matt? No, I lost Matt. That's Matt McKay, Chief Executive Officer of Royal Rehab, and it's a new allied health hub being launched here in Cairns and offering immersive technology experience. So we're talking about looking after people out there with all different illnesses, living with disability or recovering from illness or injury, managing chronic conditions and seeking to improve their well-being and independence. So fantastic. Great to have it in a mineral city like such. I have a call on the line there. Just check. I think that's Matt there now. Hello, Matt. You there?
Sorry, Trevor. I lost you.
Yeah, lost you. All good, mate. Just finishing off there in regard to you being open for a couple of weeks now. How have the numbers been?
Yeah, good. They're slowly progressing. You know, with a bit of press, a bit of radio, and people are starting to understand we're there. But we are there for the wider community. So anybody that wants to pop in at all is more than welcome to come in and see how we can help. Because ultimately, you know, our tagline's empowering independence.
Yes.
So if there's anything that anyone needs a hand with, by all means, come down and have a talk to the guys down there. They're a great team.
Fantastic. So when you're talking about the Cairns-based hospital and you're calling it medical centres or doctors out there, they're well aware of your... you guys are being there and operating, that they can pass on the information.
We're out there banging the drum and making sure they're aware of it. But yeah, definitely. But the more awareness, the better, because the more people that we can see, you know, the stronger we become, and the more that we can continue to push forwards and help the wider community.
Well, glad to get the word out, mate. Thank you very much, Matt. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
No worries. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
There is Matt McKay, as I said, he's the director down there at the new hub, and having a deli yarn talking about that space there. So all you mob with illnesses or what have you, disabilities, or recovering from illness or injury, then do check out the new allied health hub to launch that has been launching here in Cairns later on today, offering immersive technology experience. So do go check it out, and if you're travelling okay, you don't have to be sick to get better. Go check it out, knowing your service that are around, that are about. Do check it out. Too deadly.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but Salasiakam,
killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War Salasiya come. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but roll my toy, but only my toy, but roll my toy, but
Salasiya come, Salasiya come. Pia Drameriam from Lassendam. run to the south, Yabi Alam. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Wasalasi Yakan. Listen to my drum.
Rol ma toipa, kiman toipa, rol ma toipa.
Salasia come, Salasia come. Come at a mill ram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War Salasia come, listen to my drum.
Yeah, listen to my drum, King Kadu, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Going back to other news here, Julie Bishop says no result would send very negative messages to the world. Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has said that the way Australia is viewed around the world could be harmed by voice poll. Former Liberal Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop has thrown her weight behind the Indigenous voice to Parliament, saying a no result would send a very negative message to the world about Australia. Ms Bishop, who is now the Chancellor of Australian National University, said she believed the voice was an opportunity to get things right for Indigenous Australians. We've done a great deal of research and analysis on the Uluru Statement from the Heart, the Yes campaign, the referendum, and we believe that this is an opportunity to get things right, she told a Yes campaign event in Perth on Monday. When asked what a no result would mean for Australia's international reputation, Ms Bishop said she was most concerned at the message it would send to the world. It's not a front of mind issue for most people, but I know that Australians' internationally reputation can be affected by a no vote, she said. I have no doubt that it would be sending a very negative message about the openness and the empathy and the respect and responsibility that Australian people have for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. The voice referendum, like any Australian referendum, requires both a national majority and a majority in at least four of the six states in order to pass. Reports suggest the Yes campaign fears support for the voice is slipping in WA, which could make it difficult for a campaign to secure a winning majority. Anthony Albanese and other voice supporters kicked off a media blitz in the state on Monday that included Ms Bishop's appearance. In a radio interview, the Prime Minister described the voice as just an advisory group so that people can listen to what Indigenous people have to say about programs that affect their lives. Hear, hear. With that, Trinity Trev, going to sign off your mob for today's program. I thank you very much for your company. 1 hour program here at National Talk Black. And look, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Too deadly.